Devils. Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later, I can't get enough. So much to discover, please don't stop me now. Every time I touch you, lift right off the ground, let them go.
Sad. He was going to do something for women, whether they like it or not, whether the women like it or not. He was talking about protecting women, whether they like it or not. Certainly, you can take issue with the language, but it wasn't he wasn't saying he was just going to do whatever he wanted, regardless of, you know. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Jake Tapper is being a journalist again. Look out now. What's happening? Jake Tapper coming to Trump's defense, clarifying that he wasn't saying, I'll do anything I want to women because they don't know anything for themselves, but he was just specifically defending the idea of defending women. And Jake Tapper actually saying, you know, some of these interpretations are inappropriate.
Well, anyway, but let's talk. I mean, but you take my point. You don't disagree, right? I'm saying I'm going to protect them, whether that women want me to protect them, whether right.
And some would say that's misogynist, and that's.
But it's not as.
Some would say that's misogynist. You know.
He presented it.
I think. Look, ultimately, I think we have to be careful in these last days. We did this in 2016. He's going to say something horrible, ridiculous, over the line.
So just quote it accurately.
Oh, Jake, well done. Look at that. See, just quoted accurately. How many times have you heard me say that? I am always amazed when people treating Trump or Biden or Harris or pick your target, especially targets that are so target rich, when you quote things out of context or misunderstand them or like the, you know, find people on both sides or just or there's going to be a bloodbath. Like there's so many times it gets done to Trump. It's amazing. And what I always think is you have so many opportunities to quote him accurately that make it look bad. You don't have to fabricate ones. It's amazing. And yet the fabrications persist. So good for you, Jake Tapper. Look at you discovering your journalism card again. I like that. Meanwhile, Mark Cuban. Oh, no. Are you ready?
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple.
Oh. No. So now you have the president saying that Trump supporters are garbage. Oh, sorry. I didn't properly hear the apostrophe that had to be added in by the White House Corps of Editing Truth Ministry, George Orwellian. That's crazy. We just don't think that in the future the raw version should be put out without first going through our media handlers. Golly. Anyway, you got that. And, you know, now they're trying to tell you that you didn't hear what you actually hear. Now, Mark Cuban is saying, well, obviously, you know, strong, intelligent women, no, none of them would be around Trump. Trump. You know, it's hard to figure out how badly you can sabotage your own campaign in just a couple of comments, right? 437-1620, 437-1620. By the way, good to have Jake back. Not Jake Tapper, but Jake Walker. Good
well,
to have
both,
back.
Actually.
Yeah. Oh, right, all right. I didn't realize. Bob Costas has called his last game. I was retiring from calling Major League Baseball games. 40 years in the business. I think 42, actually. And it's funny. He was not from St. Louis, and he doesn't live now in St. Louis. I think he lives now in California. I think he's from New York, if I remember correctly. But we always think of him as a St. Louis. St. Louis is kind of like my home before Pensacola, right? And so we always – and he even thinks of himself that way. You know, long time with KMOX and, you know, just – I mean, a legendary broadcaster, amazing broadcaster. Oh, meanwhile, speaking of flubs, did you see – have you seen the Tim Walz thing? This is, okay, this is one of those things that for sports fans, you're just, you cannot believe it. But if you're not a sports fan, it's a like I was telling my wife, and my wife is not a sports fan, she's like, I don't get it. Okay, I know. So Tim Walz decides that his best PR solution is to prove he's a real gamer and a sports guy by playing Madden football with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Oh. And then they share a screenshot of them playing it, and he tweets the following comment. AOC can run a mean pick six, and I can call an audible on a play. And we both know that if you take the time to draw up a playbook, you're going to use it. Again, if you're not much of a football person or a sports person, you might think, what's so wrong about that? Well, a pick six is when you intercept the ball and then run it back for a touchdown. And it's not a play you draw. It's a reaction to what the offense is doing. And you don't run it as a play. If you could run that as a play, you'd run it every play.
Exactly.
There's no such play you can run. No one in the history of football besides Tim Walz has ever said, run a mean pick six. It's as if somebody were speaking a foreign language trying to talk about sports, which is weird because he claims to be this, you know, football coach all these years or whatever.
Sports ball.
So, yeah. And I can call an audible on a play. Is there some other kind of thing you'd do an audible on? You don't say that. You say, I call an audible on a play. It's like a alien trying to speak the English language about sports. So, yeah. You know, inauthenticity. Man. These days, inauthenticity is the killer. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3, the Transgressors Memorial Service comes up next. Find out who got canceled, including Neiman Marcus. Why Neiman Marcus? I'll tell you coming up. Jake Walker's got traffic on the fives.
All right. The NAS main gate is starting to back up past the bridge, and it's growing. Slow-moving traffic starting there. Want to remind listeners that the gate opens at 8 a.m., and it's, you know, Blue Angel homecoming. So cars are already starting to build up on the side of the road on Blue Angel Parkway. So just use caution getting through those areas, and let's everybody have a safe and happy, fun time out there. I want to let you know that this report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information about a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Florida's First is home to thousands of veterans and active duty military. So why don't we have a VA surgical center here? It's unacceptable. I'm Gay Valamont, and while Matt Gaetz talks a big game about supporting the military, he's lost two squadrons and failed to secure the care our veterans need. Our service members deserve action. I'll fight to secure funding and ensure they have access to the benefits they've earned. On November the 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's get our veterans the care they deserve.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress. Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
I'm Lisa Newell, and I'm running for Florida Senate against the recycled candidate Don Gates, who doesn't even live in our district. As a business owner for over 23 years, I'm fed up with the waste, corruption, and insider deals in Tallahassee. I'm running to fund public schools, increase teacher pay, promote smart growth that protects our environment, and reduces the property insurance rates that are crushing Floridians. Send the Gates is packing and elect someone who actually cares about Northwest Florida. On or before November the 5th, vote Lisa Newell.
Paid for and approved by Lisa Newell, Democrat for Florida Senate, District 1.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Khalid Hanafi, the Taliban's Minister of Vice and Virtue. At an event in Afghanistan's eastern province of Logar, Minister Hanafi announced, quote, "It is prohibited for a grown woman to recite Quranic verses or perform recitations in front of another grown woman." He added that even chanting very simple expressions of Muslim faith, such as Allahu Akbar or Subhanallah, are not allowed. Furthermore, since female Afghanis are not allowed to perform a call to prayer, there is also clearly, quote, no permission for singing either. Now, obviously, if this were the United States and Hanafi was telling American women they could not pray or read religious texts to each other or sing, we would immediately excommunicate him as a male chauvinist pig oppressing women by telling them what to do with their voices. We would certainly call him a total sexist for supporting anything like the Taliban's prohibition on education for women beyond the sixth grade, showing their faces outside the home, or holding jobs. However, since one of our core beliefs is the toleration of other cultures under the guiding principle of cultural relativism, the idea that no culture is better or worse than any other, we feel very uncomfortable criticizing anything they do to their women in Afghanistan. Besides, we do feel some real admiration for the way those Sharia law-based cultures emphasize public virtue upon pain of torture and death. I mean, let's face it, fellow Otherin, who among us hasn't fantasized about establishing a ministry of vice and virtue to enforce our own woketopian values of gender ideology, climate justice, animal rights, and racial equity? But here's the real problem created by Khalid Hanafi. He's making it really hard for us to keep promoting our one true most holy doctrine that the United States is the worst nation in the world, a repressive masterpiece of racism, sexism, speciesism, ableism, and every other ism we can imagine. When stories like this come out, we find it very difficult to keep telling people that men holding doors open for women at restaurants or having a tradition of wives taking their husband's last name is proof of the evil sexism of America. When Afghanistan is prohibiting their women from voting, driving, learning to read, singing, praying, and reading religious texts to each other. Come on, man! We're trying to sell a narrative here, and you just aren't helping. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, a bit of praise for Neiman Marcus for finally doing the right thing and changing the name of their nearly 100-year-old gift-giving catalog from the Christmas book to the kinder, gentler, more inclusive, and frankly, less Christy holiday book. As you all know, anytime we can move away from public references to God, the Bible, and Jesus, the happier we are. That old-time religion simply isn't good enough for me anymore. It is certainly bad enough that the calendars and popular culture continue to refer to the day as Christmas, as if to rub all the other religions' faces in the fact that it started as a religious ceremony around Jesus, who is not the only reason for the season, even if his name is on it. But at least now one enlightened retailer will stop proselytizing through their consumerist marketing. Now, of course, one flaw of calling it the holiday book is this still begs the question of what's so holy about the day if it isn't about the little baby future carpenter. Holiday is better than Christmas, sure, but perhaps there are even better names. Perhaps a rotating title. You know, share and share alike. One year could be the Kwanzaa catalog. The next year could be the Hanukkah handbill. Perhaps later on, the solstice solicitation. The festive folio. The Yuletide yeller. Or even the December wish list. I mean, why does it have to be so tied to anything religious at all? One additional note. Since we're talking about it, we find ourselves rather uncomfortably aligned on this matter with at least some Christians who historically have criticized the Neiman Marcus Fantasy wish list book for its extravagance, such as this year's $1.9 million 18th century drawn carriage, which once belonged to the Spanish royal family, or its $777,000 Namibian safari. They have some odd idea that commercializing Christmas with such opulence muddies the message of the incarnation and the poverty of Jesus, distracting people from the true meaning of the celebration. Well, of course it does! And the more of that, the better. Plus, if this elimination of Christmas from the public square provokes those people to frustration and anger, enticing them to forget their own doctrines of mercy, grace, joy, peace, and whatnot, what a nice bonus. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, our highest praise for Her Excellency California's medium priestess of feminism, Julia Roberts, for lending her voice to the cause of electing the very first president identified female at birth. In an ad that encourages women who find themselves married to Trump supporters but wanting to vote for Queen Kamala, the first of her name, to nevertheless go into the voting booth and fill the bubble for the Democrats, emerging and lying to their spouses about what they did in the booth, Roberts has really hit a home run for modern feminism.
You can vote any way you want. And no one will ever know.
Did you make the right choice?
Sure did, honey.
Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth.
Now, someone might say that teaching a woman to hide her true political views from her husband out of fear doesn't sound like a particularly enlightened thing to say, but let me assure you, if you find yourself criticizing a level 18 certified feminist like Julia Roberts on gender issues, it's you who are mistaken, not her. Yes, it's true that ordinarily we tell women to stand up for themselves, be proud of what they believe, and not kowtow to a man, and yes, we feminists usually say no woman should let a man make decisions for her or tell her what to think. So normally, instead of making it sound like a secret vote for Kamala Harris is a sin to be hidden away from her repressive Trumper of a husband, we would probably say she should boast to the heavens that she voted for the vice president and leave that misogynist of a Neanderthal as quickly as possible. But no, dear congregants, you're missing the point here. It's simply too much for many women already suffering under the burden of being married to a Trumper to expect them to shoulder the additional challenging obligations of honesty, dignity, and self-expression, too. Better to take the small victories where you can steal them. Teach them to lie, to hide, to pretend, even as they preserve their marriages to these horrific oafs and enjoy the wink and nod knowledge that they have conspired with all the other marriage-enslaved swing staters to send this election over the top for truth, liberty, openness, and joy. Above all, the joy of deceiving one's husband. So yes, for you, Julia Roberts, way to teach women to keep pretending to submit to their men and commit small acts of rebellion wherever it's safe to do so. A little ballot box infidelity never hurt anybody, and maybe it can just save this country, even if it can't save your marriage. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by Blowin' in the Wind, purveyors of the finest gourmet grass and grass-adjacent extracts. If you've never tasted a succulent crabgrass smoothie or a nice cup of wheatgrass tea, then unspecified gender child, are you in for a treat? Sample the millet malted or the dandelion latte and you will be in the tall grass, my friends. Remember, if it's good enough for Moo, it's good enough for you. At Blowin' in the Wind, literally all you can taste is the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
Little late to traffic now, but Jake's got it for us. Jake?
It's okay. Not much out there to speak of. Blue Angel Parkway starting to get cars on the side of the road there on both directions. So just use caution getting through there. NAS main gate is starting to back up. Want to let everybody know that it does open at 8 a.m. this morning. So just be careful getting through those areas, and let's have a good time today.
Outstanding. We got Steve Taylor sitting in this morning for David in the newsroom. Steve?
Well, you can't fault Vice President Harris or former President Trump if either one feels like they're being followed by the other. One day after both candidates were in Arizona and Nevada, they're both scheduled to be in locations in Milwaukee that are barely 10 minutes apart. Authorities say a man is facing felony charges after repeatedly punching a sleeping passenger on United Airlines flight. This guy was returning to his seat, started to punch a passenger in the face and the head. It lasted about a minute. The FBI and FAA are investigating. People don't know what ticked him off.
All right. Thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're getting lots of notes here. The traffic is already backed up at the back gate and the front gate both. And, I mean, you got an hour and a half, man. And by the way, you know, I know you want to park close, but remember, the closer in you park, the slower it is to get out at the end. You'll be all right. Just leave some time. It'll be okay. They have lots of parking.
Fox News. Chris Foster. 8 people are shot, 2 killed during a Halloween celebration in downtown Orlando, Florida. 17-year-old boy is in custody. There were shots fired at 2 locations outside a block apart. Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith says the shooter walked past at least 10 police officers.
Walked directly by them, kept moving past the officers. So he knew what he was going to do, what he thought in his mind was going to do. It's unfortunate that some people see somebody they don't like, somebody that, you know, they have some sort of beef with, and they take whatever action they're going to take.
The suspect was arrested for grand theft last year. Vice President Harris and former President Trump campaigned in Nevada last night.
At the top of my list is bringing down the cost of your living. That will be my focus every single day as president.
If she gets 4 more years, Kamala Harris will pick your pockets bare. We will not have a country.
They both hold rallies in Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 right now, 70 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. This is the weekend for the final air show of the season for the Blue Angels in Pensacola. It also marks the end of the road for some of the pilots, since some are ending their 2 years as a Blue Angel pilot. One of them is Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee, who told News Radio,
"It's really bittersweet. We're trying to celebrate the end of a successful season and also kind of say goodbye to the family that we've made for the last 2 to 3 years, so very bittersweet."
She also mentioned how she appreciates the support of the people of Pensacola.
"The overall support of Pensacola and the city of Pensacola for the Blue Angels is incredible. For the rotating team members that come through here every 2 to 3 years, you guys make us feel so at home that I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. So I just have to say thank you to the city of Pensacola and everybody for the support, not only to me, but for the whole team and the future teams that continue to come through here, because it really does make it home."
The Thunderbirds and Blue Angels have both set the flag in today and tomorrow at the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. The gates, of course, are opening at 8 a.m. Escambia County commissioners are drafting an ordinance that will make it illegal to camp on public property. The city of Pensacola also passed a similar ordinance last week, and critics feared it would simply send the homeless problem to the county. County Commissioner Mike Kohler told Channel 3 the ordinance is an extra layer of protection for the county if any lawsuits from this come up.
"So we basically put something out that's going to be voted on December 12th, basically saying you can't camp on public property."
Escambia County is poised to become the next municipality to fall in line with that new state law banning people from sleeping or camping in public. Kohler says Escambia County will vote on a county ordinance in December.
"You know, our goal is not to hurt anyone or harm anyone. It's to follow the law, give people help. But if in this legislation, if they don't move, technically the sheriff could arrest them."
Commissioner Lumen May says the county and the city need to be on the same page.
"In trying to look at solutions, I think we got to find the right location with the right program and with the right partners. I don't think government can do it alone. It takes the faith base. It takes the government. It takes our civic organization, and it takes our homeless advocates all coming together."
He says arresting the homeless will not solve the problem and will put additional stress on a jail that's already at capacity. Here's a reminder, besides the Blues weekend, clocks are going to go back about an hour on Sunday. Daylight savings time is ending at 2 a.m. and starts again in March of next year, which of course means an extra hour of sleep. Only Hawaii and Arizona do not observe daylight savings time. There have been proposed bills that would end the time change every year and make daylight savings time permanent. Well, checking the forecast, it looks like it's going to be a perfect weekend for the Blues Homecoming Air Show. Should be sunny all 3 days. Today, high about 82 degrees for the high. Tomorrow, sunny again, high about 85. And Sunday, mostly sunny and high of 80. And right now, let's check in with Jake Walker for traffic on the 5. Jake?
Okay, well, if you're anywhere around NAS Main Gate, it is already starting to back up to Gulf Beach Highway and already down Blue Angel. Cars are starting to stack up on the sides of the road. So just use caution getting in there. Just want to remind you, the gate opens at 8 a.m. It's, you know, earlier, like Andrew said, the earlier you get in, the later you get out. So just keep that in mind. But, you know, you got to play that car there and be like, when do I get in? When do I get out? I don't know. I'm not going to be there. I will stay tuned right here to News Radio 92.3 for all of the highlights. But other than that, we're looking good. Highway 98 is good. If you're on Highway 90 going through Pace and Milton, not seeing anything there. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass, and we're looking good on 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. If you do see anything out there, let us know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks, Jake. Right now, 70 degrees in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, and 66 in Milton at 635. Next news is at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
This is Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House. I've served our country in the Army, served our community as an involved parent in our schools, and now as your state representative. All of these roles I've done because of my faith in our Lord and the following words, be a servant to others. I do find it rewarding working side by side with many area and state leaders and getting things accomplished for us. That's why I'm asking for you to vote Michelle Salzman so I can continue to serve you. Paid by Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
liability fees are impact fees, which pay for improvements that a large development necessitates, such as roads, water, sewer, schools, parks, etc. Explain your position on impact fees, who should pay, the developer, the home buyer, or the entire taxpayer base.
It's never the developer. The developer has a margin that they have to make, and so they are going to mark up the house whatever it costs to make that margin. So it is going to be the homeowners that are going to pay that. It is going to be your kids who are trying to buy a starter home that just want to live here and raise your grandkids. It's going to be my mom that can't move back to Pensacola because housing is already too expensive. Those are going to be the people that end up paying the impact fees.
Yeah, very interesting. I've had, you know, had a couple of chances to share some of this debate, discussion, forum between Ashley Hoffberger and Ron Helms, put on by the Finley JoJo folks over at Olive Baptist Church. And it was a really interesting contrast. I mean, the questions really brought out some good contrast between the two candidates. And they did have the questions in advance, I've been told, so that kind of explains some of the thoroughness of their answers. But that was Ashley Hoffberger, of course, saying that, look, if you put impact fees on the developer or the builder, they're going to pass those along to the end consumer, right?
I've said from the beginning, our government has two essential responsibilities. The first one is to keep us safe, so our first responders, and the second one is to fund infrastructure. We know that we are in a growth phase. It is extremely apparent. We need to be planning for that. We have got to plan for better roads and more schools, and we should be allocating money according to that. I know it's, and the reason it doesn't happen, it's not fun and it's not exciting, and nobody, you know, celebrates you when you give the sheriff's department a raise or when you give the firefighters a raise. They celebrate boat ramps and they celebrate libraries, and those things are great, and they celebrate parks. I love parks. I have a 3-year-old. But the truth is, we've got to fund our infrastructure and the building of our schools and our roads and our stormwater before we support anything else. And that's where the funding needs to come from. It can't come from upping the price on houses. Our houses are already too expensive. We have people living in apartments left and right because they cannot afford home ownership. And that's just sad. And I don't want to add to that.
And remember, keep in mind that the whole concept of impact fees or of, you know, mobility fees, not exactly of concurrency, but it's a little bit done a little bit different way. But with impact fees, remember that the people who buy a new home, you know, some new family who buys a home for the first time, or they come here from somebody else, and you always want to say, well, we want to make them pay for the, you know, the cost of building the roads and the schools and stuff like that. Okay. That home, because of the way home prices have gone, they're already paying 2 or 3 times as much property tax every year as you are with your homestead exemption, right? You know, if you've lived in a house for 10 years and they're buying a new home, they are already year upon year upon year contributing way more to the, you know, general fund, basically, of the county than you are if you've lived here for a while. So if you tack on an impact fee on top of that, you know, you're like quadruple taxing them, basically. Which has more to do with the, I think, completely unjustifiable practice of property taxes than it has to do with anything else. But that's the reality of it, right? Ron Helms, his response?
I believe in impact fees on large developments.
That's an I believe in.
I think that it's necessary that the developer have a role and a responsibility to pay for some of the infrastructure. It makes no sense to me to think that that would not work. Yes, they're going to pass some of those costs on to the home buyer, as any home builder does, but not all of the cost. Smaller developments, maybe we can figure out a different solution. But for large developments, I think we definitely need impact fees.
I'm not sure about that. Like, it doesn't seem as likely to me that the home builder or the developer is just going to eat it. It seems to me like if you're paying a $5,000 or $10,000 surcharge on a home, you don't say, well, we'll pass $4,000 or $8,000 of that on to the client. You know, it seems like you just pass that along. That's what, because, you know, they're going to just eat it out of their margins. I mean, that's kind of his answer to this question. Ashley Hoffberger's response.
How many of you work in a service industry, restaurant, HVAC, construction, handyman, hairstylist? You have a daughter or son that does something? Okay, those product prices go up, your haircut is going to cost more. The cost of potatoes go up, your French fries are going to cost more. They are going to pass that cost to the homeowners. I can tell you this because I came from the construction industry and I know how it works. Labor goes up, you pass that cost along. You have got to do it. Otherwise, you're expecting them to take food off of their table and not be able to put their kids through college. because of impact fees, and that's not going to fly. It sounds good. It's just not reality.
They also talked a little bit about concurrency, which is kind of the idea that you would, before you allow a development to happen, you have to have in place the roads and the sewer and the water and the schools to adapt to the growth as it comes. And that, the way I interpret concurrency, would be more that the county has to provide that, that it's, I mean, it has to happen. Who's going to pay for it? We can have a conversation about that. But the basic issue is you don't come in and expand the road after there's 800 people living at the end of it. You put it in the road before there's 800 people living at the end of it. Ron Helms.
I'm open to supporting concurrency. There are pros and cons. The board needs to have a fully informed discussion about concurrency. I know that Commissioner Burgosh is in support of concurrency. Doesn't mean that's why it was voted out. Myself, I believe that we need to have that conversation.
I actually think one of the reasons he was voted out was that in spite of him saying he's for concurrency, I think a lot of people doubted that he would ever actually do it because, you know, it hadn't happened so far. So that's kind of an interesting sort of backwards analysis of that, at least my interpretation. We'll get to Ashley's comments on this same subject in just a second. Jake Walker is sitting in for John Pickens this morning. Traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. The NAS main gate is already backed up past Gulf Beach Highway and down Blue Angel. Cars are starting to stack up on both sides of the roads. They are going down Blue Angel, so please use caution getting through there. The gate does not open till 8 a.m. Otherwise, around town here at Hope Drive and Pensacola Boulevard, just north of I-10, we do have a crash with injuries there. Crews should be getting on the scene momentarily. Shouldn't slow things down too bad in that area. Otherwise, looking at Highway 98 west and eastbound through Gulf Breeze and Navarre and Windhaven, not seeing any slowdowns there. I-90 through Pace and Milton, not seeing any slowdowns there. And Highway 29 south through Inslee is looking good. If you do see anything out there on the roadways, let us know about it on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. I am Jake Walker with that traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the conversation, the District 4 County Commissioner race between Democrat Ron Helms and Republican now appointed Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger about concurrency, the idea that you create the infrastructure before you allow the development, or at least you create the infrastructure to be developed in concurrency with or in conjunction with or in a timely way with the development. As you add people, you want to add the roads and the schools and the water and sewer and stormwater maintenance in order to handle all of that stuff. She says,
you'll see ECUA go in, they'll lay new pipes. Well, they'll dig up your roads. They'll lay new pipes. They'll put your roads back down. And a year later, the county comes in and they're like, oh, here's your new sidewalks and your great, you know, street lights, which is awesome. But we could have done all of that at one time and cut the cost in half. And when I asked why, it was a very simple answer. There's no shared calendar between ECUA and Escambia County. That's an easy fix. I am already working with the board at ECUA to make that happen. So that will help your tax dollars go further.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the idea. And sometimes that happens. The county's doing, I think, better at that. Like the whole project over on Softly Field, Michigan, with ECUA and FDOT, that's kind of, you know, we're doing better at this. I'm just not sure that we still do it that well.
When we look at these big developments that go in and you read about them in P&J, yes, it's a 300-house neighborhood, but they all don't go in overnight. It'll take 5 to 10 years to build out that neighborhood and to get all of those houses online. So it should not be a surprise once number 300 hits the market. You've had plenty of time to plan for that. We just need to invest your tax dollars accordingly.
Which has kind of been the, you know, the approach of the sitting board, you know, Stephen Barry Lumenmay and Jeff Burgosh, has been to allow development, let the market handle whatever it's going to handle. If it's inconvenient for you, well, you know, we need the houses, we need to have the stuff put in, and then we'll figure out the problems, you know, later on. And she and I also have this view that I think we should do a better job of planning. You can know where things are going to happen, and you can take a directive view of how you develop towards those future possibilities. 649 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. One of the other things that had come up was the conversation around public safety, which, you know, they both care greatly about. But Ron Helms, his comment, in the context of gun violence.
This is a tough issue. Even to this day, do you know if your house is on fire, if you live in public housing, if your house is on fire and you call 911, The fire department will get to the front gate, but they're not coming in without law enforcement. If your child is sick or injured and you call 911 and you want an ambulance to come and help you, if you live in public housing, the ambulance is not going to come in until they have an escort from law enforcement.
Now, I had not heard that before, and so I asked, and that is not an accurate description, as I have been told. The way it has been explained to me by a couple of different people is that if there's an active incident going on, you know, if there's some kind of a crime or a shooting, yeah, you know, you're not going to have EMS or fire rush in when there's, you know, active violence going on in an area until the police are there, because the police have to, you know, basically solve for the violence or the crime taking place before the EMS and fire can be safe. But as far as, you know, like it's a requirement that things are so unsafe in the public housing, you know, like Oakwood Terrace or Pensacola Village, and therefore they're not going to come in until yeah, I was told that that is definitely not the current practice. In any case, Ashley Hoffberger's comments.
I believe that we should look at our population growth and select milestones. As our community grows, we automatically add resources and personnel to our fire departments, our law enforcement, and our EMS. We don't do that now. Coming from the world of business, you plan for that. You don't make someone come back and negotiate every time. When you hit one of those milestones, it's automatic. That would provide better service for our community, and it would make sure that we have the right number of officers for a community our size, which we do not.
Have you ever heard somebody say something and you immediately think, oh my God, that's so obvious? You know, oh my God, why don't we do it exactly that way? You know, what she's saying is, look, we have a county of, you know, what are we, 330,000, I think, roughly something like that. And why don't we notice that when every time we add 10,000 or 20,000 people or 100 houses or 500 houses or, you know, pick your benchmark, that means we need to add a new sheriff's deputy. That means we need to add two road crews. That means that we need to hire, you know, a storm pond mowing crew. Duh.
How do you get that gig?
Like, but it's so obvious. Instead of the way we do it now, which again, under the leadership of the incumbents, and I'm not sure that many counties do it the right way, but it's so obvious. Instead of, oh my God, we've got a problem, we're short crewed, which by the way, we are massively short crewed on like stormwater maintenance. It's ridiculous. As you know, Wes Moreno has told us so many times that we have all of these more, you know, like triple the number of ponds and the same people. That's crazy. So you just plan for it. You say, okay, instead of having the sheriff come beg you for three new positions or having, you know, somebody else in the road department come and beg you for four new hires or whatever, you just say, okay, when we get to this benchmark, we add one in here and we add a truck and we add it. I mean, like, oh my God. Sometimes it just takes a business owner, you know, somebody who thinks about planning in advance. And like I said, that, as soon as she said that, I thought, oh my God, that's so obvious. Why don't we do it that way? When instead we do it the way of let's just build, allow the problem to become unbearable, and then we'll come in after the fact and try to solve it with our patchwork and make the, you know, make Escambia County Fire Rescue beg for more positions and beg for pay raises for the lieutenants and all this kind of stuff. Like, no, just make a plan and then, you know, follow that plan. 653 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined, while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low-tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractor show you why they're more than a tractor store.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Obscene finger gestures from such a pristine girl.
Not that pristine.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop.
Good morning, 657 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Homecoming air show weekend. Jake Walker is sitting in for John Pickens, who hopefully he'll be back on Monday. But good to have you, Jake.
Yes, thank you.
What's going on the roads other than the base, which is terrible?
Yeah, the NAS back gate is now backed up all the way to Gulf Beach Highway and down Blue Angel. Cars are starting to stack up on both sides of the road on Blue Angel. You know how it goes. And the gate does not open until 8 a.m., so people are already getting down there early. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, you can always let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Somebody asked me, Andrew, if you were going to the air show, when would you go? I tend to go to get there, especially for the homecoming air show, because there's plenty of parking. To me, and you can wander around. There's, you know, every seat's a good seat, okay? So that's not an issue either. But I tend to go to be there about a half hour before the things I want to see start, just for a little bit of wiggle room. So I'd probably go to arrive at like 10 or 10:30. Just, you know, me personally. That's when I'll go tomorrow. We're going on base tomorrow. Thunderbirds are scheduled to fly at noon. Blue Angels scheduled to fly at 2. Please don't be angry at me if something goes different on that schedule. I'm not in control of it, but I'm telling you the best information from the base is that, as we have last heard it. We got in the newsroom, we've got Steve Taylor sitting in for another somebody who's out today, David Wayne. Steve?
Well, good morning. The Attorney General of Pennsylvania is responding to allegations of voter registration fraud in two counties. In a statement, Michelle Henry says attempts to submit fraudulent voter application forms in those counties were uncovered and defeated. She noted the fraudulent materials did not include any ballots. Well, Donald Trump suing CBS News for $10 billion for allegedly making Kamala Harris look good in a 60 Minutes interview. Trump's legal team filed that lawsuit yesterday, claiming the network edited the footage to cast Harris in a positive light. Network says Trump's claims are false and the interview was not doctored. And that's what's happening.
Release the raw. Release the raw. Release the raw. Yeah. So you got to assume that it's really bad if they do. Or, and this is what I've kind of been theorizing all along, they probably had an agreement not to with the Kamala Harris campaign, which they should not have agreed to.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.